But let's talk about the Bucks for a second, okay? Yesterday, it was announced that Bobby Portis will, in fact, stay in Milwaukee. This is big news. This is good news. This is sounder news.
Can we put it on the poll? Would you rather have had PJ Tucker back or Bobby Portis? Because I'm leaning towards PJ Tucker.
Oh, do tell.
Because I don't think they need offense. I mean, that's the one thing he lacks is offensive firepower, but he is clearly a shutdown defender, right?
PJ?
I mean, what he did with Durant, you know, even though Durant's going to get his, he was a big reason why they won that series.
Well, both of them were, I think. Both guys were big reasons why they won the series. Okay, I'm sorry. Bobby Portis didn't play in some of the games against the Nets. So if we're talking specifically about that series, you're right. PJ Tucker was more impactful in that series. But down the stretch, you cannot negate the impact that Bobby Portis had.
No, you can't, but you got to take the fan favorite thing out of it. Right? You have to. I mean, he's a fan favorite. There's a little more juice when he comes in the game. But I think from a skill set wise, and he'll get better as the years go on. But PJ Tucker's, there's a need for that kind of player on a team. A guy that sets the tone, the guy that's kind of the enforcer.
So here's the thing that I'll say about Bobby. I think Bobby can do everything you're saying, the intangible stuff, too. I think Bobby can do all that and make an impact on the offensive end. Like, he's got that thing where he's up in other guys' grills. He is making shots. He's got the underdog like attitude. I think he has that. He's just not as
good. Yeah, but
Ashton,
he's not going to overtake. Obviously, he's not going to overtake Middleton, Giannis. He's not going to overtake Drew Holiday. You're going to get DiVincenzo back, who should get better every year. So if he goes out and scores 20 against the Memphis Grizzlies, who gives a crap?
Sure.
Right?
That's fair. But also, like, I was way wrong about Bobby in the finals. I thought, Gabe and I talked about this, that he was going to be unplayable after games 1 and 2. I was like, I just don't see it happening. And he turned it around. He just has to be not a liability on defense, I think.
Yeah, but look at the Eastern Conference just got better. In 2 days, they got better. Miami got better. Chicago, who you're excited about, got better.
They got better. I'm not
but
worried
not
about them.
But not as good as the Bucks,
yeah, I
right?
Be
not as
about them.
Good as the Bucks.
The Heat, here's what people have to ask themselves about the Heat. Does Kyle Lowry scare you? Like, if you see that Kyle Lowry's going to the Heat, which he agreed to sign and trade, does he make them better? Because they're going to be losing Goran Dragic in this deal.
Oh, he makes them better. He's better than Dragic.
I think he's better, but they're losing one of their key guys now. So, like, and they're giving a bunch of money now to Jimmy Butler. The Heat just don't scare me. I know that
yeah,
but it's all asked before. I know it did.
Did they scare you 2 years ago?
No, they didn't, and they didn't scare me this year. And I got bit once, and I'll probably get bit again. But I'm not scared by them.
How do you rationalize that? Is it just because of the bubble? Is that what you do? They were just a better bubble team, and that was an anomaly, and that's not going to happen again.
And also, like, think of the way it worked in the bubble. And guys talked about this. Players talked about this. The way that they were shooting any teams in the bubble, for the most part, the ones that had it on, like, they're like, this is just practice. We're just hitting shots. We're not worried about fans getting in the way. We're not worried about our eyesight or our shooting sights being changed. It's just, hey, we're just going out there and shooting. And that's, I think, part of the reason they shot so well.
But that can beat you. And that's kind of today's NBA is, like, who shoots the best threes in a game? Whoever does, they're going to win. That's why I'm like, I mean, do the Bucks still need to go out and get a Bogdanovich?
I think that they've got one more move to make. So what the Bucks can do left, they have $5.9 million, essentially, to what they can spend on any player that is willing to take that much money. They have $5.9 million. They're getting a steal with Bobby Portis. They're giving him a 2-year, $9 million contract, which really is a 1-year, I think it's $4.3 million, and the second year is a player option.
Okay, I'm glad you bring up the money, though, Astrid, because I guess I was under the impression that they could have signed them both.
They could have.
Okay, so then what was it about PJ Tucker? Like, let's go into the meeting room, okay, and you're discussing whether or not to keep PJ Tucker. What was it? Was it he was a black hole offensively, and you just can't have a guy who's only out there for defense? Like, what was the reason why Milwaukee didn't bring him back? Because it did seem, reading that farewell message that he put on social media, that he maybe thought he was staying and maybe even wanted to stay. So what do you think is the reason why they ultimately moved on?
I would say if I'm the Bucks, I'm having an internal conversation with myself saying,
Easily replaceable?
Is he easily replaceable? And B, did we just get the last good season of PJ Tucker?
Because he's 36 years old.
I think that's a fair worry. Like, he's 36. He's turning 37 this, I think, December or November. And you can say to yourself, did we just get the last good year of him? And are we going to risk signing him to a 2 or 3 year contract that's going to screw us over in 2 years? Which me personally, I would only care about the 1 year. Is he going to help you win a title this very upcoming season? Probably. But are they worried then, the ownership group? Are they worried about how the salary cap's going to work? Like, PJ makes them better. Losing him and keeping Bobby, depending on whatever they do with the rest of his money, I don't know if they're worse. I just think PJ makes them better.
The Bucks are a team that kind of needs an enforcer because if
Giannis
I look at
so
them,
nice.
Giannis is so nice. Chris Middleton doesn't say anything with a mouthful.
Same thing with Drew.
Drew Holiday's
now,
just
again,
a nice
guy. Now, again, I think they can get competitive on the court, but for the most part, they're nice guys.
Yeah.
And it goes back to what we had talked about with the nastiness, which is why it's always funny to hear, and it will go down in infamy. It will absolutely be one of the most famous moments from this year's parade. But PJ Tucker, of course, famously saying, they got dogs. They just got to learn how to be dogs, Ashton.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. That's what everybody, like, when I came here, they're like, yo, you got to, like, show, like, you gotta be the dog. And I'm like, we got dogs. Like, they just saying, like, we, like, I got here, like, we already got dogs. They just don't know how to be dogs. And we gonna be dogs. And our dogs is crazy. We got dogs, you hear me? Milwaukee, we dogs.
But he's kind of like Mercedes Lewis. I mean, come on. You look at the skill set of Mercedes Lewis, and you're like, all right. But he has value. Aaron loves him. He's a great locker room presence. Can still play a little bit on the field, but he fits a role that's very important for them to succeed. And that's why I kind of wanted P.J. Tucker back instead of Bobby Portis.
Tucker averaged 4.8 rebounds, 4.3 points, and 1.1 assists in 23 games in the 2021 playoffs. Of course, you know, he won his first NBA championship, which means he'll always have a soft spot, which is what he said in his social media post. I think about the story that we heard on the parade day of PJ walking back from the stage to Fiserv Forum. All of the guys had cars. You could hop in the car. They drive you around back underneath Fiserv to walk the block. Well, and that, look, PJ was super drunk. Like, Super was drunk. That PJ was drunk that day, okay? But still, that will be a lasting memory for him. That will be a lasting memory for a lot of those people. And I think he definitely became a fan favorite. It is unfortunate that you're going to see him in a different uniform next year.